This is Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. This is the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Welcome to episode zero. I am so excited to have you guys here with me today. I am Rachel, and it is just such a journey to getting this podcast out there, getting it completed. And I want to share with you right now in just this kind of early sneak peek episode of why this podcast, why right now when there's so many others out there, what is this podcast going to look like? And I want to bring you into a really power-packed truth that God had revealed to me a few years ago that really transformed my mind and my thinking, and something I have kind of shared about before, but you need to hear it again today. And I want to unpack it a little bit more for you. So don't jump off until the very end after I kind of unpack that truth, because it's super, super important, you guys, and it's going to transform your mind and your thinking. So first of all, I'm so thankful you're here. And why this podcast? So basically, I know there are so many other podcasts to listen to. And honestly, a few years ago, I felt that stir to start my own podcast when I was journeying on this journey as an author, as a speaker, and now as a coach. And I thought about doing it. And then I just kind of sensed not yet. And I felt like God had told me not yet, because I want to work in you and do a few more things in you first. And I want to reveal to you later what this podcast is like, where the need is really going to be for this podcast. And so as I've continued to listen to podcasts and enjoy them, you know, there are certain things that I've noticed, certain elements that I feel like is still kind of missing out there, a voice out there about kind of these topics, as well as just the format. And so I am deciding to do this finally now, because it finally feels like it's the right time. There's a need. And I just feel like, you know what? Now's the time to put my voice out there to some of these things that I've personally wrestled through or continue to wrestle through, and just kind of bring you into that process with me. So why this podcast? Well, really, I feel like there are so many of us still walking around today that are being held back by lies that we're believing about ourselves. We feel overwhelmed. We are battling different struggles. We are confused and feeling like we lack clarity in our life. We feel too busy, feel like our spouse will never change, right? Or just different things that you feel discouraged by, maybe. And we just need to shed some light on some of those areas, especially when it comes to our relationship with God. And so I feel like that to be in a healthy place, we need to have a balance in all aspects of our life and not just one area of our life. And so that's why this podcast is going to be a sprinkling of a lot of different things, all wrapped around to help you grow into the person that you really are meant to be, where you feel joy again, you feel purpose, you feel you're not stuck like you used to be as much. I just want you to help you get to that next step in your walk and your journey in life and feel like you can do this. You know what I mean? So what it's going to look like, I have these podcasts set up to where they are short, no more than I think 15 minutes. And that to me is just good, because honestly, I think so many of us are distracted that we have a hard time listening to those that are a little bit longer. So I want to keep these short. The only times they're going to be a little longer is when I invite a guest. But for the most part, majority of the episodes will be just me speaking and me talking to you about the things that God's taught me or is teaching me in the moment about refining the things in my life that need refining and restoring my heart and mind back to what is true. So that is what it's going to look like. I'm going to have 12 episodes in a season. And as you continue to walk through it, you'll see how I do things and it'll make a whole lot more sense. But just know they're short, power-packed, and sometimes I'll have a guest on once a month to kind of unfold even more about maybe an inspirational story, or maybe just talk about a story that I feel like is relevant and can really help you if you're struggling with something related to that story, or just something that's inspirational and fun and funny or something like that. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this podcast, okay? Now, the reason, again, I want to do this now is because I feel like there's never enough positive voices out there speaking truth and speaking encouragement into others. There can never be enough of those. And so I want to penetrate some of that darkness that I feel like can be out there sometimes and get into your head, right? Literally, with my voice, so that you can start believing in yourself, believing in your purpose, believing in what God has done in your life or continues to do, and believing that He's really there and working, and believing that you can overcome the present challenges that you're facing no matter what they are. So the one thing that God has taught me over the last couple of years that's really been transformational for me, and I just want to share with you real quick today, is this idea of the story in John, in the Bible, John chapter 6. And it's the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Now, many, if you're walking with God, you're familiar with this story. If not, let me just unpack it really briefly for you. But basically, there was a crowd of over 5,000 people that was following Jesus because of just all the miracles and all the amazing things that he was doing. And they could not get enough of him. And finally, as they were listening to him, you know, wanting to listen to him teach and everything, they realized they went outside of the city a little ways out, right? And finally, they realized that they were hungry and they didn't know where to eat. And there was 5,000 of them. They didn't have any food. And so what happened was, well, the disciples, first of all, were like, what are we going to do? Like, we don't have enough food for them to eat. And then guess what happened? There was this little boy who, you know, probably wasn't anybody real important. I doubt people even really noticed him. And it was the boy that in faith said, go ahead and here's my 5 loaves and 2 fish. Here's my 2 fish and 5 loaves. And you can have this. And I bet you anything that all of the adults and the people around him were like, okay, thanks, kid, but we kind of need more than that, right? But this is the beautiful part, is Jesus took that. He took what he had, the little that he had, in faith that he had, and he said, thank you, I will bless this. And Jesus told everybody to sit down, and then guess what? He put those things in baskets, he blessed it in God's name, and started passing them around. And the baskets continued to stay full and everyone was fed, 5,000 people. And then guess what? Not only were they fed, but there was an abundance of leftover fish and loaves, which is just mind-boggling, incredible. And I believe this to be true, and I still believe this to be true in our life. I believe that God wants us to believe in the fact that he can still do and does still do miracles in and through us today. And maybe they look different than what you want or anticipate, but he still moves through us in ways that we feel like are impossible for us to handle. And so, but guess what God just asks us to do? He just asks us to do the small stuff. He asks us to do what we can, which is just bring the 2 fish and 5 loaves and let him do the rest. We are not meant to provide the miracle. Only he is. But that's the beauty of it, right? That is the beauty of walking alongside Jesus and listening to him and what he asks us to do in our life and following his heart. Because guess what? Then there will be those times where we feel like we cannot do anything else, where maybe we have this huge just vision for something and we feel like we just don't have enough time to do it. Or maybe our child is suffering and with something that you just wish you could be able to help him in some way and you just feel like it's impossible. Or maybe you feel like your spouse is just not reciprocating and you feel like, I can't do anything. I just want to give up. Just do what you can. Do the little bit that you can. And I promise you, God will bless it and God will provide the miracle. And this has truly transformed my life and the way that I live my life every day now and how I view things. And I continue to remind myself that I am not meant to do the miracle. That is only Jesus. It is only up to God and how he works in me and through me. And I am just supposed to do the little bit. And I know that that'll be enough. And I am a living testament, really have a living testimony of this in my life continually as I've lived this out over the last several years, that God does this. There have been multiple times now where I have just taken the little bit or done the little bit that I know how to do, and God's used that and blessed it in my life and provided in ways I thought, man, only Jesus was able to keep, you know, to do that or provide that miracle. So that is my truth to help you hold on to today. I hope that encourages you. I hope you know that you can do this, but it's not by yourself, that you have to trust in him and that he will provide for you when you feel like you just don't have enough to give. So as I get ready to launch this podcast, can you please do me a big, huge favor? Could you share this with all of your family and friends and tell them that this is launching September 1st, but that they can start and subscribe to this episode zero and hear what it's all about and get this special truth that I just shared of how it can really transform their life and mind and thinking. I would love you so much if you did that. And I can't wait to talk to you and connect with you on the first episode on September 1st. I'll see you then. I want to invite you now to subscribe to my podcast and sign up for a huge giveaway that I'm promoting from now until September 1st, which is when the podcast officially launches. And you may have to go back and listen to this again because you're probably having a toddler screaming at you in the background, or you're driving home from work, or you're working out, or you're doing something else while listening to this. But I promise it's super easy, you guys, to enter, and it will be worth it because I'm giving away over $300 worth of fun stuff. It's a free 75-minute life coaching session with me, plus up to $100 worth of swag bag goodies with all my favorite items, you guys. It may include a signed copy of my best-selling book and perhaps a pair of my go-to magnetic eyelashes that I just recently talked about on social media. Yes, I know, we're talking about the lashes again, you guys, because seriously, guys, they are all the rage. And how to enter is super simple, okay? So just subscribe to the podcast. There should be a button you press to subscribe to it on whatever podcast player you have. Screenshot your phone that you've subscribed to it. And then you share it on either Facebook or Instagram while tagging me in the post with the hashtag #refineandrestore. Got it? That's it. So again, you just subscribe, you screenshot it, and then you share while tagging me and using the hashtag #refineandrestore. Now, speaking of social media, you can find me at my two favorite places, Facebook or Instagram, using my name, Rachel C. Swanson, to look me up. And I will select a winner on launch day, which is Saturday, September 1st. Got it? I'm so thankful you guys joined me here on this early pre-release episode, and I can't wait to connect with you all more very soon.